tell me a little bit about you and what you were able to do prior to your illness.
I am 35 years old. I'm married and have three children, and I live in Durham, North Carolina. Before I got sick, I led a very healthy, very active lifestyle. I was running half marathons and doing a lot of long distance running. And actually, I was competing in races, local races, and doing very well for myself.
At the same time, you were a mom and an athlete, you're also employed.
Right.
And having a full-time, busy job.
Yes.
So before this illness occurred, you were a incredibly productive 35-year-old mom.
Yes, and I had zero history of any kind of health problem.
So when you became ill, and we'll talk about what that feels like in a moment, the illness came out of the blue. You would have had typically the usual cold or other kind of community-acquired illnesses of otherwise healthy individuals. So what we're about to describe was really a different constellation of things that were bothering you.
Right.
And what were those? How did it start?
I think I noticed things starting when I couldn't run like I normally could, that it felt painful to run, which was a really new feeling for me.
Your joints were bothering you?
No. I was getting out of breath, and it just felt really hard to do. And so I basically slowly stopped running.
You couldn't catch your breath?
It was more than just in my lungs. My body was tired, and I was having pains. I started having more pains even when I wasn't running. So I developed pains in my chest.
And so you went to see a physician, and that physician said to you what?
Between when I made the appointment and when I was seen, my chest pains became a lot worse. She ran some tests.
So you went to see your physician, and over the course of time, it became clear that some of this pain might have actually been due to inflammation of the lining around your heart.
Right.
But that was not actually diagnosed right away. People were not clear, actually, whether you had inflammation around the lining of your heart or not.
In a very short amount of time, I became very sick. So I was having chest pains that escalated to extreme pains and found myself in the emergency room.
Right.
Because I did not know what was going on, and the doctor didn't know what was going on.
And you even saw a heart doctor who also didn't know what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. So when I visited the emergency room, I think that the doctors saw me as a very healthy-looking person without the obvious risk factors that I wasn't overweight. I didn't have anything wrong with any of my blood work that they could see right away. So I think that I was seen as somebody who was maybe anxious,